Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. That's right. That's right. It's a Wednesday. We ain't fucking around. I'm very, very excited about today's show. We have an incredible show planned. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
Hey, buddy.
Go follow Zach on Twitter, ZA Spook Show. It's pathetic the amount of followers that he has right now.
It's a backup account.
I know, dude. I know. What's going on? Why are you dancing like a fucking...
I feel good,
like
man.
A sexy cat.
I am a sexy cat.
Why are you sexy? Are you like
they call me the sexy cat.
Sexy cat Zach D'Amico?
Yeah.
I love it. All right, dude.
That's Let's keep that. New nickname. Sexy cat Zach D'Amico.
Zach D'Amico. Zach, you really... You are shaped like one of those enormous cats. Like sometimes you just see...
Like the depression cat from Big Mouth?
You have giant cat energy. Just... I love it, Zach. Look, incredible show plan today. Two incredible guests, as always. The internet's working, right, Shannon? If you say the internet's not working, and I mean this, Shannon, from now on, if the internet doesn't work, I want you to simply punch yourself in the face. I want you to stand up, and I want you to just fucking hit yourself in the face, and then I'm going to see it. I'm like, okay, the internet's not working. But in the moment that I watch you hit yourself in the face, I get to go, all right, you know what? I actually enjoyed that. It's pretty fucking sweet.
Okay. I'll think about a way to communicate it to you.
Okay, thank you, Shannon. Appreciate it. Look, incredible guest. You guys know him from the Wizard of Pod podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the one and only Colin Turrell.
What's up, everyone?
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, everyone? I'm Colin Turrell.
Hello. Look at this, isn't it? Eh?
I'm from Britain. Isn't
what is this, the Groundlings?
Right?
What is going on? Right.
I'm Colin Turrell.
Second city right now.
Wait a minute.
I'm upset. What's
that noise? I'm Colin Turrell.
You take that, dude.
That's a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, that's Irish.
Nuh-uh.
I'm Colin Turrell. I'm from Ireland.
All right, here. Yeah,
I'm from Ireland.
No, fuck you right in your ass.
Yeah, all right.
In it?
In it?
Is it in it? Is it in it? I'm going to fuck you right in your ass, you cunt.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, from a fair one on what I thought was the now defunct Compound Media. They're still out there?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Tommy Pope is here.
I don't really do it.
Compound Media is like... Hanging in there, huh?
It is hanging in there, isn't it? Isn't it?
What's going on here?
Oh, you're fucking mad at you.
You're still mad at me?
Why are you mad at Colin? What is going on right now?
That's the first time I saw him since he fucked me over. And he's saying nothing about it.
I apologize.
You didn't.
What did you do to Tommy Pope?
You sent me a fucking weak text.
What did you do?
This cunt.
Tell the story here. Hold on.
Yeah. You know, I will tell the fucking story.
Slow the fuck down.
Because clearly I'm pent up.
I'm sure you had a fun day, though.
Tommy Pope usually walks in with a very positive demeanor, very fucking...
As soon as I walked down the steps, you guys are whispering. No one said hi to me.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but we couldn't... We were in the middle of some gossip.
Yeah, gossip.
I'd tell you, but we didn't want the
well, I got some fucking gossip.
Can I say what you asked?
No.
Yes. Right. Say it. No. Fucking open him up.
No.
Open him up.
Not today. Not today, Lewis, please. I've been going through too much shit right now.
So he fucking... What day was this? This is like a week ago. And he texted me.
Sunday, was it?
Whatever. I woke up. In a strange place.
Woke up at...
Shut up, don't
shit. Where were you? Oh,
shut up.
Oh, it's secret day.
You know what?
Secret day. If everyone's got a secret about the next guy.
Zach, you shut it too. Everybody's got a secret. Look.
Zach's the only one going, I wish I had a secret.
Yeah. I just talk about everything in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bunch of dogs.
I woke up in a strange place. I get a text from Cullen, and he's like, hello. They fucking no. He's like, you want to go to a brewery?
I had said this.
He asked me the day before, right? Was it the day before?
The day before, I said.
He sets plans for 24 fucking hours. You want to go to this brewery, and then for 2 hours in the morning, I'm I'm still drunk, and he's like, okay, we're switching plans. We're going to this brewery in Brooklyn.
So this is in the morning.
This is in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning.
What time are you guys planning on going to the brewery?
Three.
Five, was it? Three?
Three, yeah. Yeah, yeah, three.
So afternoon, which I haven't done this. I haven't done like, hey, let's go to a bar in the afternoon and drink.
It's years. It's a very unique trip because it's a brewery where like you go to try special beers.
It's a big part of our culture.
We're beer snobs. Mm-hmm. And
it's a big part of gay culture.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
We had a fucking day.
Here we go.
So instead of going home, which I wanted to
Tommy?
Do.
You don't take that, Tommy?
I'm fucking, on, dude. I'm riled up right now, dude.
Yeah,
you are way too close to me.
He's trying to turn way you on him to get the heat off.
I know what
power.
He's doing. I know what the fuck he's doing. Yeah, dude, I know what he's doing.
Well, you.
Now, what
Dr. Creamfield.
Colin is reflecting right now.
So I changed plans. All I want to do is go home and wash.
You're going to wash your body.
I
got to wash my. In a strange
yes,
place.
Yes, I woke up in a strange place. I want to go home.
Twisting
this. I'm fucking hungover.
You're putting this too much on me.
No, it's all on you. What are you talking about? Let me finish.
Well, you're lying.
I changed my plans. I go all the way to fucking Brooklyn instead of going all the way to where I live in Astoria.
And you're dirty still.
And I waited.
You got the smell of that fucking animal still on your body.
Yeah.
And I waited for like two
you're
hours.
Like, you're itchy for some reason. You're like, man. What the fuck am I so itchy for? Go ahead.
I didn't eat. I was like, there's going to be something to eat at the brewery. I'm fucking, all I wanted to do was eat, get some water. And I'm like, don't do anything. Just walk around for a while. This fucking dickhead. I get to the brewery early. So I'm like, I'll just have a couple beers. I won't eat. I'll wait for him and his brother-in-law, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to bring some stranger, no women. And then he texts me. He goes, traffic's too bad. We gotta bail. I mean, what do you mean you got to bail? He's like, yeah, he's in a car. I took a fucking train for an hour in the opposite direction of where I sleep to meet this cunt and a stranger to have a beer and a burger. And he goes, yeah, traffic's too bad. We're gonna bail. So yeah. I just sat there.
By yourself?
By myself.
Why, are you on your own?
What?
You went on your own, were you?
No, I was with somebody else, yeah, but that's all right. Chris O'Connor was with me.
Twisting the fucking story.
But still, you just went, yeah, we're not going to show up.
I will say it as
I did
bail. And I feel like it wasn't a big fucking...
No, I didn't.
Devil's advocate?
It was funnier than it was.
It was a brewery. It wasn't like I went to a church.
Yeah.
You not being alone adds a whole other element to the story. Now you're just.
But he didn't
want to
be with.
Isaac.
He didn't want to be with. The thing is, he didn't want to be with.
You didn't want to be alone with this dude because you're afraid you're going to suck his dick. What is going on here?
No, I just thought it was, you know, a little
you know
more,
what it was?
A little more integrity and character, and a little more like, you know, self reflection. Going, I that's fucked up. I should have just wrote it out. Met you a little late, you know, and we could have had a good time.
No, because you text me. You text me saying, are we still going to this brewery? And I said, yeah, we'll be there at 3:30.
Yeah.
And then my brother-in-law was supposed to arrive at my house at 3, but he didn't get there till 3:30. And then traffic by that time was going to take an hour. And we had dinner plans, so it would have taken an hour to get there. We would have been there for 10 minutes.
We had dinner plans, too.
Can we get real ass for a second?
Yeah.
Can we get real ass? Hold on.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass.
Here we go. So then I had to text, and he was there. He goes, we're here now. And I was like, yeah, I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
That'd be great if I went on for 45 fucking minutes.
Can we get real ass for
That's too long. That's too long.
The show ended.
Yeah. Can we get real ass?
What?
You don't say the T in the word at. That was fucking crazy. He went, ah.
Yeah. That's some. Yeah. So fucking time is money.
Time, dude. Yeah, that's why he canceled.
This podcast started late.
He canceled dates with his friends so he could save words.
Well, you weren't really his destination. You were a stop because he had dinner plans.
He didn't fucking tell me this.
Yeah, so you were kind of.
This is the problem.
He really Bollywooded you.
He was like, maybe jam him in here in my schedule.
No.
Maybe I can squeeze time in, and then cancel on me like it's no big fuck.
It was almost like he was like, hey, can you entertain me for this hour in between? I have things.
Yes,
I had.
Yes, that's exactly what he did.
I was hanging out with my brother-in-law. And he loves breweries and stuff too. So then we were making plans, and I was like, you know who loves this type of stuff too? One of my best friends, Tommy fucking Pope. Let's bring him along.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, I didn't back up the plans.
Yes,
but
that's all.
The intent was there, and traffic fucked us.
No, it wasn't traffic.
You're if you had just said, look, I'm gonna stay in Harlem with this fucking slag. Yeah, I would have been like, all right, man. Yeah, for sure.
You know what, man?
Listen, he wouldn't have been mad at you. So you're saying is. You wouldn't have been mad at him had he just said, I'm not coming.
Had you said you weren't coming?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been mad. I know. Because I wouldn't have left my
house. Listen, I'm not fucking mad. It was a good time.
Yeah. So, just so you know.
There would have been no difference in Colin's life whether you said you were coming or not.
Because I had no...
No,
he was leaving his house and he didn't care either way.
It wasn't even a big fucking deal. The big deal is the way you handle it.
I think I texted you.
You didn't act like it was a big deal.
No, it was funnier than it was bad because I was like, oh no. Because it wasn't even
should have been a little beat up about it. That's all. You should have been like, oh shit.
I want to make it up to you.
I should fucking... Yeah.
I'm organizing a... trip.
I'm gonna promise to be there. Guess who's not going?
Fuck. All right.
Oh. Means that is a long trip, though. Did you really have to go to Harlem to Brooklyn?
To Dumbo?
And then back to
So you woke up on like 136th and Jaleel White Boulevard.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And then it was all the way the fuck up.
Was
there.
It a.
Then
it
went to Dumbo and then all the way back to Astoria.
Was it a
black
chick?
This dickhead couldn't fucking drive 20 minutes.
Tommy, was it a black chick?
He's riled.
Look. Yeah. Mistakes were made that night.
Listen, yeah.
Mistakes were made.
It was a good time. It was a great time.
Was it good brewery? Just,
huh?
Was it good?
It was very good. Yeah.
I think I might remember the last time I did that. Where like it was like we're gonna go to a brewery in the afternoon and just drink beers and watch sports.
Yeah.
What's the
point in all of this if you're not doing that?
Well, he's got a kid.
On weekends.
Before I had a kid, I wouldn't give a shit about that. I never gave a shit about that. Like, I would rather just drink a beer at my house. Mm. The idea of spending money on overpriced beer around other people that enjoy being around people drinking beer in a beer garden, watching football on a TV, that's fucking... Those are assholes.
You said beer so many times.
Those people suck.
No, you said football. That fucked me up, too.
Why? Because...
You don't watch football?
I don't watch football, no.
You don't like sports?
No, it's not that I don't like sports. I just can't bring myself to root for other men.
Hmm. Oh, you're closeted.
No, I'm not closeted. You don't find yourself being... It's very silly when you're, like, rooting for another dude. Like, even when I'm watching the fights where it's like, you know, at that point, like...
Yeah, I was just going to say, you fucking get naked I'm
not really rooting for dudes in those fights, though, dude. I'm just, like, rooting violence on. I'm not invested. That's not true. Nick Diaz is fighting this weekend. I'm pretty invested in Nick Diaz. But you can say that I'm a fag for Nick Diaz. If you guys said, you're like, that's pretty gay the way you're rooting for Nick Diaz, a man in his underwear to beat up another guy in his underwear...
I don't think it's gay at all.
I would agree with you.
I think it's gay to denounce and be against rooting for men.
I think everything is gay, though, right? Just like anything you do the second you leave your bed.
I fucking, yeah.
It's all kind of gay.
You see the stuff I do in my bed.
TV is gay. Fucking podcasting is gay.
Man,
sports is gay.
Yeah.
The only thing that's not gay, a couple of brewskis.
Brewskis in a brew hall.
Exactly.
Why is the stream down again? Why is the stream down again? I'm not making this a fucking thing every show. Shannon, why did you not stand up and punch yourself in the face?
Because it's not the internet.
No.
It's the provider of the stream.
Which is...
Us. It is you and me and us.
No, it's between us.
That is not okay.
It's back.
Now Tony Harsh Throat in the live chat is just spamming the N-word over and over and over again, and I can't even ban him because he's right.
I don't think that's
no,
right.
No, ban him, Bobby. Don't ban him. No, he's right. That's what we are. What are we?
No, it's a black screen. That's what he thinks it's a close-up on.
Oh, yeah, Zach. Am I supposed to... Tony Harsh Throat in the live chat just N-worded the stream back into existence.
Nice.
Shout out to Tony Harsh Throat. From now on, if the stream drops, you're allowed to fucking spam the N-word in the chat. Okay? Deal?
It's like hitting a TV on the side until it starts working. You know, that's good old fashioned.
Let's see. Casey says, get a better production team. Wow. Shannon, how do you feel about that?
I think that's just another instance of how the fans are retarded and don't know how to work.
Let's go to the bitch booth. Ladies, dance a little bit. Bobby, mash those tits together. Hell yeah. Yeah, all right, girls. Explain yourselves. What's going on? Explain yourselves to the fucking fans.
It's not us.
That pet, go back on camera. Explain.
Whose fault is it?
It's my fault, of course.
But that's right. But finally, Shannon takes responsibility for fucking life.
I always take responsibility, but I can't do anything to
Whose
fix it.
Whose fault is it?
Mine.
Thank you.
But I can't fix it.
Now kiss Natalie's clit.
Jesus.
Please. We had investors here a minute ago. They were trying, and I was like, you guys should stick around for the show and see the way this goes.
By the way, Lewis, when I walked in, I knew you were going to say something inappropriate, and the guy was walking right behind me.
Yeah.
So I slowed down so that you would see him before you started.
Look, if these guys invest in the money, I swear to God, if these guys come in and invest in Gas Digital,
we're going to have internet that works.
Big money. We're firing everybody. We're going to gut this place.
Wait.
It's gonna be it's gonna be Bobby Hutch.
The longest sound drops of all time. We're on a double the sound drop.
Just make it a fucking radio station.
You listen, you get between a Puerto Rican and sound effects.
Okay, all right, I'm back.
Tommy's better than any sound effect you have on that board.
Tommy is. At sound effects or just at being alive?
That any sound effects you have.
No, so, you see, he could do the sound effect better.
Anything. Give him.
I'll put some with the other.
All right, how about this? How about I'm dropping a brick in water?
Of course you're dropping bricks. You're Irish.
Okay, I'm not.
It's because they work in manual labor.
It's a joke from 1912.
You go, isn't it? Why don't you go build a bridge, you fucking dumb Mick? Yo, cementos.
It's the only ones I know.
Yo,
dude.
Your work boots. Yeah. Your work boots.
By the way, your response is shut up, you filthy Italian.
Fuck. All right, so yeah, let's go. Ready? Tommy?
Oh, no. I'm not doing this shit. All right, I didn't
all right.
say this.
Let's okay, see. Okay. Go. No, you
I can't?
I'll do it first.
Okay, go.
Damn, that's pretty good.
All right, let's see. Hold on.
I can't do that.
That's pretty good.
That's good. The look of shame in your eyes.
That's good.
No. Wait, you do it now.
Yeah,
all right. No, Tommy's next. Come on, Tommy.
Okay, Tommy.
Build it. Come on. Give him
one. All right, I'll do one. All right, ready?
That was hard. That was the hardest.
Hold on.
All right, now can I hear it again?
He went kuka.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
He said the words.
Hold on, fox
gun clock.
Click clack.
Click clack.
That's what's up, nigga.
Nope. Not gonna do
Tommy?
It. Not gonna do that one.
And Tommy.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, well, thank you guys. Very good.
Well, where you? Well, yet why
to,
would you?
I've yet to say the N word
on camera.
Really?
That would be on the camera? One. If that would be the one piece of advice that I could give myself, that would be it. I would go back in time and
don't
say,
"Don't be a stupid."
If you can go back to your 8-year-old self, 8-year-old self is in front of you. What advice do you give him?
Fuck. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Here, suck this.
Is it molestation
suck
if you fuck
my
yourself?
Dick.
Is that masturbation? Or is
I don't
that...
know. I don't know what that is. I think you should be able to fuck your child self.
When did you start jerking off?
Do you think you would start like? What do you think would happen 11, if you fucked 12, your child maybe? Self? Do you? How much do you think? Because they say, like if you see yourself according to the movies, like if Michael fucking
according to Jordan Peterson.
If Michael J. Fox saw his parents, him and his brothers would have disappeared out of that fucking picture. Okay? So if you fuck yourself, I feel like it's going to
you start
like...
becoming trans like a werewolf.
Is that how trannies are made? Dude, is that how trannies are made? Loopers fucking themselves?
In the time-space continuum?
Yeah. That's actually a fucking... Nobody's ever talked about that theory before. Hell
so
yeah.
Wait, you're talking
so
about
what would you do? Eight-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself? You have 2 minutes with your 8-year-old self. This little fucking Irish kid, he's got a big head. I wish Colm had a giant head when he was a kid, I guarantee.
No, he's the fucking... opposite. Tiny head. I don't know what, I can't think right now. I'd probably say, don't be a fag. You know, fucking get it together. You know, teenage years were probably too fruitful.
Hey kid, what are you looking at?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tommy, what would you say to yourself? What would be your advice to yourself as an 8-year-old?
Take advantage of Jen Ault's breasts.
Wait, what?
Jen?
My first girlfriend.
take advantage of her breasts. Yeah. That's what I would, that's also, I'd say, listen, now's your only chance.
If you start,
fuck 14 year olds.
If you start taking risks at a very young age, you'll probably, you'll be better off later in life because you won't hesitate, you know? Because all through your younger years, you're scared.
Oh, center question.
Scared to take
You meet 8-year old Colm. What advice, Tommy, do you give 8-year old Colm?
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, you dirty Mick.
Get back to work, you fucking. Break time's over,
get back to making us.
The garage ain't done yet.
You petty fuck.
Get back in the factory, you Irish bastard.
Coffee break's over, you fucking Nick fuck. Listen, you potato monkey cunt.
Back in the mine, potato and work.
Yo, famine badger, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
I would say to avoid I had a girlfriend, Leslie Martin. Avoid her. Yeah, she was a real slut.
Is she the one that gave you herpes?
She is not the one that gave me herpes. At least I don't think it was. But she saw my cock when I was like 12. She was like, "Let's have sex," and I was like too young. I must have been 10, maybe. And then she like took out my little tiny hard cock, and she was just like, That's a tiny cock.
No.
I swear.
No.
Yes. I swear.
How old was she?
Wait. She was like 10 or 11 too. She'd been around.
They're all tiny cocks.
I didn't know that at that age. Yeah, and then she was
I
like,
just remember being that age being like, grow. I know. God damn it, grow.
It was just this like rock hard, hairless, horrible boy cock. And I'm like, eh. And she was like,
and you were trying to fuck.
Yeah. Well, I was like almost too nervous to even. I was just following her lead. She was like, "Let's have sex," and I was like, "I've never."
So for your whole adolescent years, you thought you had a tiny dick because this woman.
And well into my 30s.
That
yeah,
rules.
But that did rock me a bit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about it now.
You up. So
yeah.
You were saying you would have avoided that conversation because you don't want to have to deal with.
I didn't want
to
have to think that I had a small cock. Yeah,
that
I never really cared that much, but I think it would have been nicer to not know it.
Isn't it great being a comic where it became one day funny to have a small cock?
Yeah,
it's like, woo! Thank God it's hilarious.
I'm so silly.
It's almost like some people pick that career.
I'm a comic.
Because up until like I was day one as a comedian, it sucked to have a small cock. There was no angle that it was good until I became a comedian. And now it's like, dude, how funny is it, dude? A little dick. And then honestly, when you sell your dick as little, then when girls see it, they're like, that's not little.
Yeah, and
you ever been complimented the opposite way?
Yeah, yeah. Loads of times. I'm like, oh, you fucking, let me you introduce liar. It to Leslie. I go, you lying bitch. Sometimes
me angry.
Or when they go, oh, you're like, I've had girls were like, oh, you're hitting like the wall back there. I was like, get off me.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you built like a weirdo?
Oh, is there a button in there that makes you lie?
Yeah. It's like, know what? Shane, shut the fuck up, you whore.
Shane said something very interesting about young girls.
I like.
No, wait.
Dude, that's best.
No, but they're influenced by porn through their adolescent years. We didn't have access to like filthy, disgusting porn. Mm. And when you sleep with like younger women, they act like animals, but they don't fucking mean it. So like somebody saying that to you when they're like 25, they're just watching filth from 13 to 20 years old. They're enamored by these.
I don't know if girls are watching porn.
They have to be.
I think our generation. I don't think young girls are watching porn the same way. I don't even think young people are watching porn the same way that we. It can't.
Do
like,
we? I would fucking the first. I'm not kidding. I lived on. There was trolley tracks behind my house, and we would walk the trolley tracks and find crumpled up porn mags.
Of course, yeah.
And then that would be in the middle of a Bible for a fucking month and a half.
But because it was rare, I think the rarity of it and us discovering it.
So you're saying because it's accessible?
It's so accessible that I think they get it out of their system young.
No. No, it scars them. They're fucked up. They're fucked.
I am so nervous about my kid finding porn.
Why?
Every time I give him...
Keep your phone locked.
Yeah, every time I give him my phone, I'm like, dude, if you press two
I hope
buttons.
He doesn't go into any room in my house.
Yeah, I just want to fucking avoid my kid.
How old is he?
8.
Yeah, now's the time. You got like 2 years.
Yeah. I ain't start rubbing on.
He doesn't. I don't allow him to. He doesn't have a pad. He doesn't have access to a phone or a computer.
Well, that's going to make it worse.
That's the other thing is like, I don't think he could Google something right now. I don't think he would know what to do.
Mm. He's retarded.
Don't underestimate him, man. He's probably he's
Googling
interested.
Stuff at school.
He's interested.
Yeah, he's listening to. Remember, we were in the car.
It's
one
everywhere.
Time.
It's
we were in the car one time, and he was like pretending to be doing something, Chance. And then I don't know what I said.
He's pretending to be jerking off.
I don't know what he was doing, but he was like, and I kind of whispered something about sniffing a girl's ass or something. And then all you hear,
but that's silly.
Yeah, he just goes, ha ha, he sniffed the girl's ass. And we were like, oh, shut up back there. What are you doing?
I think he went smelling a girl's butt. That's gross.
Yeah, we were like, no, call him silly. Call him makes things up.
That's that Irish sense of humor. Oh, I'm sniffing a girl's ass in the morning. Oh.
Do you ever sniff a girl's arse?
Oh, do you ever sniff an arse? Oh, it smells like a shillelagh.
When I get home from the factory, I'll be sniffing your arse.
Yeah. So, let's, can we get a Gabby Petito update? I'm in love with this girl. Dead. I'm in love with her.
She just hit 1 million followers on Instagram.
Did she? I'm in love with a girl.
In the park? Yeah.
So she, her Instagram's gone up to 1 million. And then the guy's Instagram is still there. I was on it last night. The guy who...
They find him yet?
I don't know.
He's on the run. No.
Where is he? In Arkansas somewhere?
Dude, we're rooting for him.
He had a 3-day head start. He could be anywhere.
Yeah. He's just in a tree.
I mean, I guess you need a passport to get out of the country, right?
Vaccine passport?
No, I mean, like, can you go to Canada? I meant maybe get to Canada or Mexico.
He could probably... You...
What happens if you get to Canada? You just, like, everyone in Toronto's just like, oh, there's the guy who killed the girl.
Well, I mean,
I guess Mexico's the move.
Yeah.
I mean, what...
But if you go into his Instagram, it's all just chicks going, where did you leave the body? Tell us. As if he's, like, just scrolling.
He's like, oh, yeah.
He's just sitting there going, yeah.
Oh, he's definitely...
And he's getting a bunch of... He's getting comments. More... The DMs, the fucking filthy nudes that he's getting, it must be insane.
Because that's what's happening. It's 1 million fat chicks with glasses being like, I'm a detective. And then there's going to be crazy women sending their clit to him.
Yeah, just a bunch of women with tattoos like Zach's.
Every serial killer
sending him
like a nice hot wife, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
women love it. Women love the idea of you murdering another woman.
It's a sexual
Charles Manson married like a 20-something-year-old before he died.
Yeah, there's always a hot young chick.
What is it?
They officially found her body... Brian Laundrie, officially person of interest, and the case now considered a homicide, and he is on the run. He's fucking out there.
Yeah. I love how he also said, like, I'm going to, like, this other park?
He said he was going to meditate.
But he said, like, in another giant park, so they spent, like, 2 days just
looking for him there.
No. Did he? He just pointed. He's like,
I'm going to be over there for a while.
Well, he told him.
Hey, what's that behind your back?
Yeah. Like a 1950s comedy. He's like, I'm over here now.
Watch out behind you. I swear. I swear there's a big thing behind you.
He told his parents he was going to meditate in another park.
Nice.
And then they didn't report him missing for 3 days. Mm. So he definitely told his dad, like, hey, listen, I did it.
No, and we watched the video. Did you watch the body cam footage?
No.
Oh my god.
Of what?
Dude.
No.
They got pulled over, or whatever. The cops showed up because they were arguing, and like you just see it. And we can pull it up again for a second, but like
somebody called the cops, dude, and this said bitch, he was slapping her in a parking lot.
This bitch is crazy, and him. You see him. He's like, dude. You see it on his face, like, I'm going to kill her. And, like, I'm not a... Like, he's not a killer. This guy's not a killer.
But he was...
This bitch made him a killer.
That's what they do.
Look at her. Oh, I love her. She's so hot. I can't get over how hot she is.
Pause.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen to how many things she's... This is what's going on was the question.
Yeah.
The amount of directions she's about to take this in... She's just trying to make this cop's head spin.
Hold on, I did laugh. The racist live chat. Somebody named Brian Laundry. Somebody named Brian Laundry in the racist live chat goes, everyone needs to just move on. I would not be surprised if he's actually in the chat.
Dude, Brian Laundry, if you're a fan of the show, I mean, you're a shoo-in for Real Ass Dude of the Year.
Like, boring, boring.
And I would have you on the show, and we would not tell the cop. We would do a pre-record and let you go.
Yeah.
Dude, that...
Me and that dude are going to a brewery later.
Dude, this chick is such a fucking hot little problem.
Let me see her.
Listen to the fucking nonsense that is about to spew out of this plot.
Think she's lying to just try to get the cop off her back?
No, she's
crazy. It's already hitting him, and they're just...
Listen how many times she says vibes.
some days I have really bad OCD, and I was just cleaning and straightening up the back of the van before, and I was apologizing.
I know, Nips. I know.
I'm sorry that I'm so mean, because sometimes I have OCD, and sometimes I just get really frustrated. Not, like, mean towards him. I just, like, I guess my body.
Yeah, she...
Like,
all right, it's fine. Now, fast forward to him. When you first see him...
Sorry if I'm in a bad mood. I just really stressed. I had so much work I was doing on my computer.
Are you guys listening to me?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I hate to work at an organic juice bar, but I just...
Are you guys listening in the booth?
Okay. I was a nutritionist.
Hello?
Okay.
Positive.
I just...
Keep everything calm and quiet, because there's plans still to go for a hike. But I'm really sorry about that.
Of course.
Do me a favor. You want to go ahead and just...
He's got scratches all over his face.
Yeah.
You don't have anything in that pocket or anything like that, do you? Nope. Just the wallet? All right. And then, do you mind lifting your shirt so I can check the waistband? I got to turn around for me.
Look at those abs. Hell yeah, dude.
I just want to make sure. That's all, man. Go ahead. Do me a favor. Take a seat, all right?
All right. You got it.
Wait, so where were they when they got the cops called on them?
That's Arizona, maybe? I don't even know.
Are they in like a hotel or something?
No, they were doing a van life blog.
Oh, okay.
So they were going across country, living in this van. Somebody saw him...
beating the shit out of her?
Slapping her, I guess. They got pulled over. They were swerving. The story they got out of her is that she was attacking him while they were driving. And I guess scratched his face up.
That could happen.
They sent him to a hotel for the night. She stayed in the van, which I love.
I love that. Arizona cops go, all right, we're going to put you up in a hotel for beating
you
up.
So they told them to spend the night apart, and then that's the last footage of her.
Oh, man.
She texted the mom something about Stan, that she's only getting his voicemails and text. That's her grandpa, who she does not call Stan. So they don't know if she was having an episode. And then three days later,
psychological problems?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yes, I mean, just the way she's talking, she's like...
And then later, they got a text from her phone, no service in, and I can't remember what city it was. But they think that text
Yosemite. Was from him.
Was from him or whoever had her phone. Yeah. Yes, I believe Yosemite
I think it was
is correct.
Yosemite, yeah.
Look, he killed her, unquestionably.
Yes.
The reality is, like, you know, what is any do? Jury gonna, you know... You kind of feel bad for the guy. You got to feel bad for the guy. Like, you know that bitch is fucking crazy. We've all been with crazy hot bitches.
But you just don't do it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get locked in a van.
I know.
With that.
I'm just saying we
my vibes, and I have OCD. And
yeah. Yeah, you know what? Just listen.
I'm just saying we've all been, like, three decisions away from being that guy.
I've been... If I was in a secluded area, I would have killed a couple of women in my life. Absolutely. No, there's no doubt about it. But I wouldn't put myself in the middle of a desert with a cunt. You know? I keep myself in New York City, a lot of witnesses.
Yeah.
Keep yourself honest.
Well, you got it.
He's probably the same.
It's playing in fire.
But just a male.
Like, you're not bringing that bitch on a cruise, because you're going to push her off the back of that cruise ship. Let's get real.
And what noise will she make when she lands in the water?
Ka-splash.
Body badonk.
No, but he
body splash.
He's gotta be
cunt bloom.
Body splash.
OCD bitch in the water.
I don't like the vibes in this ocean.
falling, splash, kaplum.
Screams get distant. Boat noises.
I mean, a cruise ship is the way to do it. If you're going to murder your chick.
So these are some of his, they believe to be his Pinterest posts.
All right, well, he's guilty. Pinterest? That
he's
is guilty.
He's just like her. He's just,
nuts, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a male.
Don't try to find me. I finally escaped to my master's.
I finally escaped my master's wicked clutches.
To the others, I say, join me. Bite the hand that feeds you. Viva la liberty. Pierre.
Yeah, this is not the only crime he's guilty of, evidently.
It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything.
All right, this guy is...
When are these? Oh, wait, are these posts right now? Is he Pinteresting from the road?
No, they don't know when the dates were.
That's a mass murderer. That guy...
If he's posting Fight Club quotes...
You post anything like that.
That is the male version of her.
That's insane.
Wait, they don't know when these are posted?
You have no, they said they couldn't confirm when they were posted. I guess Pinterest isn't dated. Mm. But and then this one, he talks about dealing with the autistic. So that's, yeah, these are just some of the...
How to cope with autistic. Oh, so is she autistic?
Or he Gaslight. Is.
The problem is, like, a hot chick...
Even, she doesn't have OCD, right?
This is what you don't even realize. Like, it's fucking, like, hot chicks, when they're all... Like, they are autistic and retarded, but when they're really hot, you just think, like...
Ditsy, quirky.
Whatever it is. We're like, what is this? She's great.
She's different. She's just very interesting.
She loves string. I love how hot women love string for some reason. She's just always playing with ball of yarn.
It just doesn't make sense. I'm like, she's not autistic. Yeah. She's too hot.
She's look, just... Mom, she's coming over. She likes to chew on plastic cups all during dinner, but just let her go.
Yeah, you got to lock her in a room when the guests come over.
on this one, in the little cartoon gravestones, it says my baby.
But he didn't make those.
But he posted them.
There's a connection.
Nah, yeah, he's guilty as hell.
And that's tattoo flesh.
It says, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be.
Oh. Yeah, but this is all before the murder.
Yeah, I feel like that's all before the murder.
I feel like he's murdered more.
Maybe. I hope he has.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he's in before they catch him.
No, well, he seems like he has a penchant for murdering annoying retarded bitches. So I'm just saying, maybe like spiders, you know, they kill bugs like this, they keep them around.
His schedule is full.
Listen, if you...
I'm saying like he's like a spider for
without
Earth.
That guy, the ecosystem goes out of control with crazy bitches. Yeah. Exactly.
What is a penchant?
He levels it off.
A penchant. Penchant?
A penchant.
What penchant? Is that?
I have fucking no idea.
I feel like there is a word there.
P-E-N-C-H-A-N-T. Like a...
pension. Is a
penchant.
A pension, like a retirement fund.
I know you're right. I know there is a word. I literally just don't know what it is.
Meaning like
there you go.
How do you say it?
A strong habitual liking for something or a tendency
murder.
To do something.
He's got a penchant for murder.
Yeah, I said it right. Don't fucking call me out.
I wasn't calling you out. I was asking you what the word meant.
Penchant.
Can I get a coffee?
And it's penchant, not penchant.
I'm sorry that I am part French.
Yeah,
I apologize that I'm part fucking French.
You should.
You fucking idiot.
What part? Your smelly breath?
You fucking trash.
Roasted, dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Fucking crush me, dude. No one's safe.
Patrice lives.
Thank you, man. What up, Paco?
Cheers.
What up, Paco?
Can I have a coffee? Thank you, bro. Did you order milk too?
He just brought it.
It's not even milk. That's like sugar-free creamer.
I don't. What is?
You probably won't like that.
No, I don't like it. But
can we talk about this, Jessica Rabbit? What happened? They remade Jessica Rabbit.
They
did this with fucking Lola Bunny.
Oh no! Did they de-hot Jessica Rabbit?
They're de-sexifying
the number one.
She was one of the first I hammered off to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jessica Rabbit was.
She's the one in the red dress, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's a nice. Fucking.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
No.
Thank you so much.
She's a real slut.
No, I don't mean that. Thank you, bro.
Extra Jessica Rabbit to become the newest private eye in Mickey's Toontown. So this is.
So they made her a private investigator. This is for the Roger Rabbit ride at Disneyland.
So there's a new Roger Rabbit ride at Disney, and this is the only image of her, and they're mad because.
They covered her up.
They don't have her. I mean, look.
She still got the body.
Yeah.
They didn't
hot.
Like.
She's still hot.
I didn't know that.
She still doesn't have a nose.
Was Who Framed Roger Rabbit a Disney movie? I guess it is.
I mean, it's got Disney properties.
Well, it also has Warner Brothers properties.
Yeah. But there was a. It's at the LA, the which whatever Disney's on the West Coast. They have a Roger Rabbit land.
It is Disney, Roger Rabbit. I know. I think it's on Disney Plus, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
They gonna fatten her up?
They wouldn't do that. That's
in
Disney.
Fact, I don't hate her in the trench coat because when I see that, I assume she has nothing under the trench coat.
What? That's what they're gonna do.
I know.
They gotta fatten her up.
Yeah.
I mean, Roger Rabbit wasn't really. Was it a kids' movie? I saw it as a kid.
It was a kids' movie. Yes.
It was like a dark kids' movie, though, right?
It was pretty dark kids' movie.
Yeah, it was like a bit spooky.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say it was like. It wasn't a little kid's movie. It was like an older kid's movie.
It was PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13. Yeah. That's yeah, exactly. It was. Yeah. I saw it in like summer camp when I was like 8 or whatever.
Yeah, if you're watching it at 13, you're a fucking dork.
No, it was a great fucking movie.
That's a good movie, dude.
It was a good movie.
Great movie. You're still a dork.
Yeah.
13?
That's a good movie, dude. No. I'll stand by that as
I'd
a
watch Max.
Movie.
Max,
you wouldn't watch it right now.
I'm just saying that
these I'd watch are, it right now.
Nostalgia.
These are kids that are going to Disney World.
It's a good movie.
The point is the Sucho. Movie. The she was supposed to be sexy in the movie, mm-hmm. right? She was actually.
She was. I mean, she was an icon.
Lola Bunny wasn't supposed to be sexy.
Which one's really? Lola Bunny?
Lola Bunny Space was a Jam. Hot little bunny.
Ah, I was too old for Space Jam.
Lola Bunny wasn't supposed to be.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
31.
Do you remember Space? Were you here? You weren't here.
I wasn't.
Space Jam wasn't over there yet, right?
Was, listen,
yeah. They just got the first one.
We do have sentiment.
Lola was sexy. In she wasn't like the point. The point of Lola Bunny wasn't to be sexy. She just happened to be fucking kind of hoary and wearing short shorts, right?
Like Natalie.
The point of. I don't know what's going on right now in the booth. Stop it. Stop it right now, bitch booth. Stop doing that.
No, I actually like that.
It's nothing to do with scam that shit.
There's just a whole lot of silliness going on in here, isn't there?
The amount of frustration.
Sound effects.
The joy
video.
I'm getting. I'm watching Natalie yell at the computer, what the fuck? I feel so bad.
All right.
Show's over. Thanks, guys. This is the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you, our guest comp.
Yes, dude.
All right, if you bring
it. Wow. Keep it going.
Wow.
And wow, thank you guys
look
so
at,
much.
Can you zoom in on Lewis's face right now? Lewis is having an aneurysm.
All right, guys, look thank you so much for listening.
What's going on? Paco, use your Asian skills. Fix this tech.
What the fuck is going on?
Wow.
Yes, dude.
Wow.
And we're back.
Damn.
All right, guys, thank you for...
That was incredible.
That was great. Really good work.
Are you having a stroke, Natalie?
What?
We don't
who
know.
Is it? Is it Natalie or Shannon?
It's
actually,
me,
who's Shannon? Whose fault is it?
Mine.
Thank you, Shannon, for
Bobby?
Stepping up.
Bobby, whose fault was it?
It's always Shannon's fault. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to be mad that they're not fucking putting a sexy ass Lola Bunny or what's her name? Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. My only question do kids now know who the fuck Roger Rabbit is?
No.
I feel like they should have like a Minions rider. Whatever the fuck is Disney new.
That stuff.
Just think about the psychology behind designing a hot character, right? So these guys are probably, nerdy, older men that are trying to sexualize a cartoon that they're creating.
Yeah.
So it's just their fantasy. Like, I'm going to make this chick hot as fuck.
I think that's the joke is that he's a fucking bunny married to a hot lady.
Yeah.
And that's like the hotter they make her, the funnier the joke is. But they also do have an upskirt shot of her, if you pause it right.
Wait, so is Lola Bunny, she's been desexualized? Is that what this
is? Yeah,
they made her a frumpy dyke. Now she's dressed like Natalie. Mm-hmm. Lola Bunny.
She's just more like she's in the WNBA.
Oh, they just took her ass away.
Yeah.
And the half top.
They used to dress her like Shannon, now they dress her like Natalie.
Next one's dressed like Bobby.
I know, just fucking...
Like Zach.
I'm just kidding, Natalie. You're hot.
Natalie's hot.
Baby girl. You know it.
Thanks.
Natalie, did your girlfriend listen to this show? Does she get mad?
No.
would she get mad?
She knows that it's a joke.
I would beat the shit out of your girlfriend with ease.
Jesus.
With ease. Let it be known. Fairly easily.
You would, like, with ease, like, it wouldn't take much for you to want to, or that you could physically.
No, I'm going to. I'm saying I'm going to find her. I'm threatening her life right now.
Wait,
where
is she full gay or is she bi?
She's gay.
Oh, she's gay.
Yeah, you can take her.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
allowed.
Allowed
you're allowed
now. By the rules of the.
You're not allowed to punch
a bi
girl.
I want to play a guessing game here. Now I feel so. Now it's definitely like this whatever new generation open sexuality thing. I want to say her girlfriend might be black or Spanish.
Ooh,
I feel like that's the next
Natalie. And I know this about
her.
You
think Natalie stays white?
She's racist. This is a thing that we've talked about.
Oh, well, she works here.
Yeah, yeah. She's actually a racist person, so she would only... And also,
I think I've said this before. She's white, Hispanic.
White and Hispanic.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It's a terrible combination of human.
It's brutal. Which is more white?
The worst kind of person.
Is she more white or more Hispanic?
She's Spanish, so her family, it's like Colombian, but...
But she looks white.
She's white.
She presents white.
She's white like her fat. Like
she's white, but
she presents white, but her pussy has a little bit of like must, right?
She's white, but she can get into a college that we can't.
Yeah,
it's true.
She's white, but she still claims to be a minority.
Yeah.
One of those
when it works out for her.
Yeah,
white vagina is the cleanest tasting of all of them, right? Is that a fact?
It's got nothing to do with color.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
It's because the rest of the races are physically unclean. It's not a genetic thing, Lewis. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what Tommy's trying to tell you right now. Let me paraphrase. Right.
I like
a bit of fucking stank.
Me too. I like a little stink. Flavor.
Well, not stink, but you know, I want to know it's there. You know.
I like it's not that I like a little stink. I like it to be a little unshowered.
Exactly.
Like after the gym?
You ever have like a fresh showered pussy? It's like, what is this?
Be like, oh.
The water slide. Yeah, I might as well be licking the wall.
Exactly.
I don't like the smell of day-old cream pie. I'll say that. I'll say that with a clear conscience. Yeah. I don't
especially,
like the smell.
especially if it's mine.
Yeah, dude.
Oof.
Dude, my old cum, oof.
Yikes.
Yuck.
That is mackerel. That was aging mackerel right there.
We're getting brunch.
Are we going for brunch?
We're getting brunch.
Russ and Daughters?
Yeah, it's getting me hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Yo Delta makes incredible high quality Delta 8 THC, both in gummies and vapes. It gets you really fucking high, Zach. Let's get real.
Absolutely. Well, they sent us gummies and vapes. I tried them. I loved them. It's going to be so hard for you to tell the difference. It's literally just the smallest scientific difference between the carbon bonds in the atoms. Like, they just moved it over. It's a molecular difference from real weed.
Yeah, it just gets you high. It's legal in 42 states. They ship it right to your door. Cut out all the bullshit. It's cheaper than weed as well, and we're going to give you a discount. If you go to yodelta.com, go grab a bunch of their shit, and you save 25% off if you use the promo code GAS. Once again, that's promo code GAS at yodelta.com. Okay, where were we? All right, so what happened with this... with Carmine's restaurant. What's going on right now? Why are people freaking out over Carmine's? Tommy, you know everything about Italian restaurants. What happened with Carmine's?
What happened?
This is a fucking travesty.
Carmine's is a great meal. Have you gone?
Yeah. I went after my prom. That weekend after my junior or senior prom, me and my girlfriend came to the city to see a Broadway show.
You probably dressed like a real fucking asshole at prom, didn't you?
What are you being a fucking dick?
No. Yeah. I bet you...
I'm sorry, I didn't fucking...
Did you wear like a colored suit? Like something like purple or some shit.
Tell me the truth.
I dressed fucking normal.
Normal? Did you wear like a top hat? Did you have like a cane or some shit?
Did you? He wore his dad's pimp suit.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
No? Pimp suit.
No, my friends did want us wear silly suits.
All right.
My friends did want to come in with some fucking Willy Wonka horse shit.
Yep.
I was like, no, let's fucking not. And my chick was a normal chick. Right, she wasn't an asshole. All right. So. Yeah, we dress pretty fucking normal.
Nice.
Let's see.
So what happened to Carmine's?
What happened?
So what happened was a couple of black ladies, and I bring up the race because it's always important, that they weren't allowed into Carmine's because they didn't have the vaccine cards.
Okay.
And so they started punching the head off the hostess, who was an Asian lady. And then that got news. Now Black Lives Matter has decided that it was a racist thing to ask for the vaccine card, so they showed up and started beating shit out of more.
Black people are on the anti-vax side now?
They've always been. First of all, black people have always been on the anti-vax side.
Nice. They just can't follow the rules.
You can.
Someone posted a rule on a fucking no sneakers. No,
I was just gonna say
no COVID.
Yeah. No boots. No vaccinations.
Dude, that's the end. if the anti-vaxxers were smart, they would get black people to be on their side about this and start vocalizing it, because white people are so afraid to call out black people for their horseshit.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more to this story.
Shut up, Shannon.
Hold on. I think I got this.
Good. Wait, is there video?
So it was a big group of black people. A couple of them didn't have car. They were from out of, I think maybe Atlanta.
I heard.
a couple of them didn't have cards. They walked people in. Other people weren't allowed in. Now, in the security footage, you see the Asian hostess walk by these three ladies.
Do we have this footage?
They released the footage.
We need all of this. Matter this is great.
Has been protesting outside saying, release the footage. They release the footage, and it's just this poor little chick being like, pardon me, and like walking by them. And they're like, she called them the N-word. They follow her out, and they attack her. There's a big brawl outside.
Wait. Did you say she called them the N-word?
They're claiming
she
said it. Nah, now, Black Lives Matter is protesting And they're saying
she was like Nagasaki, Nagasaki. What'd you call me? What the fuck did you call me, bitch? Nagasaki.
And so now there is a comic.
Did she say Nagasaki? She said Nagasaki. I will not sucky.
There's a comic who I saw that posted like, I knew this little girl was playing games. She got what she deserved. And I want to be like, really?
You saw really, Yamanika?
You saw a video of black women starting a fight in a restaurant and went, well, this is out of character.
That's funny.
All right, can we see the video? All right, can we see
I knew there was more to this.
First thing
not
first.
Not my people.
Shannon, I want you to chime in and let us know what we're seeing from the story. But I want to first start off with the security cam footage of the fight.
The
with
original.
The original security cam footage.
Which Black Lives Matter has been asking to be released.
Let's see.
Okay, so there's two angles, so I'll show you this one first. This is from outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
There's no sound.
I'll do the sound for you.
Yeah, we can do the sound.
Oh, you want to call in a authentic Italian family food?
Nagasaki.
It's a family style.
Oh, shit. All right.
You're not come in.
In the cabinet, come in.
As the herd surrounds its victim.
Are there any punches?
Here we are.
Look at this bitch.
Here we are in the car, man. Is that it?
All right. So let's see the other angle. Right, it's not much of a fight. There's probably like fat. We give fat people too much credit. They can't really fight. They don't have the cardio to really throw down.
So, but then there's footage from inside the restaurant.
Let's see.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is when the first group goes.
Yeah.
Inside.
So they walk in these checks. Oh, he's gonna have a meal tonight.
Oh, wow.
Some big old teeth.
Some meatballs.
Call meanies. What kind of food they got here? And then what you call? Yeah, now
I'm gonna get some of those Scorsiella wings.
Y'all got Ciroc.
They got Caesar salad the size of my mama's ass.
Yeah. So apparently, if you go, you see the waitress walk by the hostess walk by them.
Yeah.
They all follow her outside. They claim. This Asian chick called the N-word. So obviously the problem is white supremacy.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, obvious. So hold on. So now what's going on? Now Black Lives Matter people are protesting the restaurant?
That Carmine's is racist.
It's a fucking Italian joint from the 70s,
it's
right?
It's a 50-year-old Italian restaurant. Yes, they're racist.
That's why it's tasty.
Mm. How else are you going to protect yourself?
I don't want somebody stirring my sauce that hasn't said the N-word.
Absolutely not.
So can we see, is there other footage, Shannon?
Those are the two videos.
But is there other footage of people?
There's Black Lives Matter outside. I watched them protesting.
By the way, I think Carmine's is one of these places that opened in like 2005, but they just sort of like, yeah, we've been around forever. Like they've
established.
No,
like,
Louis
was there. Mid-95.
No, I went
you,
there
you had to
2001.
Go there
2000 maybe.
Yeah, but the way it's designed to make you think it's been 100 years old.
Since New York opened.
Yeah, there's like photos of Frank Sinatra and shit. And you're like, he was never here.
Yeah, let's see. Is there more footage of the protests?
Give me 2 seconds. I'm just waiting for the ad to pass.
No problem, Shannon.
But the one extra piece of... Oh, here we go. I'll show you this first.
Wizards! They were supposed to be...
Look, they're fighting each other.
In fighting. Who's that guy? Is that Carmine? Look at this fucking sellout.
All right, you fucking race traitor.
Fuck you. They will turn on you in a second. You'll learn. Carmine's delicious.
By the way, they're inside like, you know Carmine's not real.
Yeah, right. Like, try the spaghetti.
Yeah, it's like Uncle Ben. Carmine's and Uncle Ben are hanging out together.
Like, you know, we just picked a name.
Carmine's called Uncle Ben the N-word. Yeah.
Veal Parmesan.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to go to Carmine's. Let's go to
Carmine's.
Carmine's
not bad. It's like, it's cheap, but it's...
That is just, it's so retarded that... I mean, it's just not even a real thing. Like, it's at this point, it's becoming like they just arbitrarily choose.
People just need to fill
that day. They just want attention.
They just need to fill that day, right? Yeah. See, that's why like, booze, football. You're not hurting anyone.
A job.
I mean, imagine Carmine.
A good old 9-to-5.
Imagine Carmine was alive today to watch these black people yelling into his restaurant. When he opened those doors, do you know what they would have done to black people?
Carmine's a fucking Jew. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Carmine's some Hasidic guy who sat down and was like, give me some WAP names.
Yeah. True.
What is the history of Carmine's? When did Carmine's open, Shannon? Do we know?
It's great, though. You go in there, they give you these big, giant bottles of wine.
1990. You're right. It does have that old-timey...
You think it's like an old mob place.
You think it's like fucking Peter Luger's or something, but it's not. Family style.
What would it take to get you to protest? Like, what?
I don't know.
I would never.
It would have to be, like, my family.
Somebody could kill my mom. I wouldn't go to the trial.
I swear to God, I wouldn't.
What is protesting going to do?
Yeah, I'll watch it on YouTube.
I don't think there's nothing that could make me go in the street and start yelling nonsense.
Yeah.
Nothing. You could kill my whole fucking family. What are you going to... I'm going to waste my whole day running around?
I know.
I kind of want to go protest at Carmine's now, just for the hell of it. That'd be fun.
Too expensive.
Yeah.
It's you spend, 2 hours just
screaming?
Yelling
at what point are we going to acknowledge
right in the face?
That black people and Asian people don't like each other.
Oh, it's crazy.
And we've just been sitting this one out, and somehow it all just comes back to white men.
Yeah.
Black people are out there running amok, and nobody's pointing this out. What am I supposed to sit here and pretend that that's not happening? They're out there. It hasn't changed. You think that black people all of a sudden just became fucking civil? I mean, what are we saying here? What are we fucking saying?
No, don't have this on a split screen. Yeah. When Lewis goes on an anti-black rant, can you just have his face?
I gotta get real ass, dog.
I gotta get real ass.
What am I supposed to say?
They're animals.
We're supposed to say.
I'm supposed to tell you.
You gotta be like, hey, dude, it's fucking old white ladies. Karens are the problem with the world. It's not these fucking black assholes in the hood. You're right. You're right. You're right. I gotta say, as a Puerto Rican man, I can't say that. White Karens are the problem. Old white ladies, they're the problem in the world. They're creating the violence in the world. And it's not...
Listen.
Black assholes in the hood. Quote me on that, Seth Simons.
Black assholes.
Puerto Ricans too. Puerto Ricans too. We're not innocent.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No one said you were.
We're not innocent.
No one has ever issued.
I will say the people causing the least problems in the world.
Italians.
Old white ladies. Old white ladies are the least offensive people in the fucking world. Even if they're actually racist pieces of shit, they're still old white ladies. They can't do
shit. They're at best making a phone call.
They can't move anything. They can't pick up a fucking rock. They're old white ladies. They don't fucking matter.
Treating Carmine's like it's a Denny's.
Jesus fucking Christ. That fucking is out. I went there after my prom. I take offense to that.
That was the beginning of the end.
This means a lot to me.
That was the decline.
I went to go see Jesus Christ Superstar, and then we ate at Carmine's. Me and Victoria Rakowski.
What did you eat? You remember?
Pussy.
Nice.
Hell yeah, doggy. Hell yeah.
But listen, here's the thing.
I had, it's all family style. So we had a big thing of spaghetti, chicken parmesan, huge chicken parmesan. Fucking wild how big it was.
Yeah.
That video shows you that chicken parmesan really is just fried chicken with sauce on top.
Yeah. Why are you putting sauce on our fried chicken, motherfucker?
All right. Okay. All right. But listen, here's in defense of the blacks.
All right, I'll give you an opportunity. You got 10 seconds.
Do you think they're responsible for their actions, or is it like just, you know, society has put them in a position where they have to behave erratically?
I was put in that same position, and at one point I chose to stop being a criminal.
You can't punch a hostess in the back of the head.
What if she has said the M-word?
I don't care.
It still doesn't matter. Even if she...
You can't attack human beings in public. I know it's the worst word. That's still... You cannot commit assault.
Is that
assault.
The worst word? No. No.
I'm not saying it.
What, the N-word?
No.
He has, by the way.
I say it every morning.
He said...
I go, na-na-na-na-na-na-na in the morning. I like a vocal lesson in the mirror. Actually, do yoga to like a slow tape of the N-word. Just
yeah. Colin wakes up every morning like a Disney princess. You just
let it go. Let it go. Like, say it.
No.
Shit.
The word never bothered me anyway.
Are they still protesting?
Their presence bothers me so much.
Are they still protesting right now?
I don't know. Probably. Like
no.
No.
Was that a while ago?
No, that was this week.
A few days.
The second I started feeling like work, they quit.
Yeah.
Is that a week ago, or are they still out there?
It said for their lunch service yesterday, there were not protesters. So
okay.
Of course, there's only you can only pretend to be interested in this shit for so long.
Yeah, they're just gonna go to the next thing.
Mm.
Remember that one guy who fucking called his neighbor the N-word, and they were like filming him, and he was like, "Yeah, if you got a fucking problem with it, come down to my house at 627 Main Street, dude." And within an hour,
oh my
it was
God.
Surrounded.
Did his house look like? Have you ever been to Port Authority after like 10 p.m.?
I fucking ruled. And by the way, that guy was a racist piece of shit and did deserve that.
Yeah,
right.
That rules.
Some
and that was hilarious.
Asian chick who fucking literally did nothing wrong. Has no reason. Like, just from a logical standpoint, if you are just looking at it from an outside perspective, you don't got a dog in the race. You're like, why would the Asian person?
And if she did, she would eat it.
Why would an Asian person just call this black person the N-word? Like,
why would
you give up your job just to get one at this person? Yeah. Like, what's the point of that?
Why? Yeah, you say it after they leave when they don't tip.
Like, I understand. You'll see that happen once in a while with some dude who works. Where was the one? There'll be a dude who works at like Wendy's.
Yeah,
right. Like, you're the fucking N-word. Suck my fucking dick, who cares? But he's just trash. Who doesn't care about his trash job? Doesn't think he has a future. This Asian chick is like an actress. She's a hostess at a nice restaurant in New York City. Like, she's not giving up her fucking job. All of a sudden, just deciding I'm going to be a racist now, and now's the fucking moment. It just logically doesn't track.
She probably is now, though.
Oh yeah,
that's how you make them.
You got to beat them.
You ask her, she's like, "I said it.
I will say it again.
I have no regrets. I said it."
Like that old dude in the urinal. What's that Netflix special? That's how they caught him, murdering like all his exes. He's like, "Of course I did. I get it all.
They got you now. They got you now, Lulu." She's looking in the mirror. "Lulu, they finally got you."
What do you guys think is gayer, rollerblading or penny boarding?
Rollerblading.
What's
rollerblading?
Pennyboarding.
It's those little tiny skateboards, little plastic ones.
But you use a stick?
No.
Oh.
What?
What's the skateboarding with a stick?
What?
It's like rowing a. It's like
paddleboard.
Traveling through a bayou.
What the fuck are you
on
talking
on a boat?
Yeah, Huckleberry Finn style. You know.
What are you talking about? There's who the fuck skateboards with a stick?
You saw a dude skateboarding with a stick.
You never seen
and
a
you
guy?
Were just like, I wonder what that is.
I don't pay any attention.
You never brought this up before. You saw a guy skateboarding with a stick.
I was talking about that every day.
We're supposed to be friends.
Is that not a thing? You skateboard with a stick.
He's like, yeah, mate.
And you kind of like,
you had to stop. You pulled a parachute.
You go like this.
You're just bringing this up.
I swear, I thought that was what he was.
One time, I saw a Hasidic Jew on a unicycle. I talked about it for 3 months.
Oh my god! I'd introduce myself to strangers with that.
You never. Is that not
every day?
Is this not a thing?
I'd wake up like, I saw a guy skateboarding with a stick.
No, he uses it. He rows with it almost. I don't know. Rowing is the word. Look, yeah.
The exact same thing. Except you're on land and you've got a...
Look at this dumpy bitch.
We were having a great time trashing Colin for his thing. Can you not make him right?
This guy's weird tits.
You don't feel like you're going to slip or...
See, I thought this was what Lewis has been doing the entire time.
Oh, I forgot my stick.
Sorry I'm late. I didn't have my stick.
I was sitting in traffic for hours. I forgot my stick.
No, penny boarding...
I actually saw a blind guy skateboarding. That's what it was.
Penny boarding is a little skateboard. It's a little plastic skateboard. They have the nickel version, which is the 27-inch version, which is bigger, which is probably what I would get. And then there's rollerblading, which is... I used to rollerblade back in the day. That's how I would get around.
Now, this is... And I'm only saying this
because
are training and playing.
Meanwhile, you faggots were watching football. I was out there.
Wait, what? You don't think you're going to get injured between now and the fight and it's going to fuck up your payday?
I'm hitting the half pipe, doggy.
That's how you got around.
That's how I got around. I've never...
So would you do backwards?
Well, you have a backpack with like sneaks in and you rollerblade to a location and then pack your rollerblades?
Yeah.
Wow. You
and this also,
back?
This is the late 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah, when you
Don't
say when it was in.
Dude. It's not even when it was in. It was like when whatever wherever we were at with like materials and technology.
I'm going to put a time frame on this right now. Lewis rollerbladed home from 9/11.
I did rollerblade from 9/11.
Wow.
9/11 happened.
New York was covered in ash and bones.
And you saw me rollerblading out of the dust.
Lewis rollerbladed out of dust back to fucking...
He was wearing little jorts, cutoffs.
I thought about this the other day. What if 9/11 was like a good thing for one guy? Like, what if one dude was like, I'm going to kill my wife.
The guy who who insured the Twin Towers.
I'm going to murder my family. He goes to Starbucks. And he's thinking about like what he's going to do next. The tower falls, and he's like, I got a new life.
He pretends to die?
Yeah, and his wife's out front holding a picture of him, like hopefully he's still alive. And the guy's
in Aruba?
In New Mexico. Yeah. Starting a whole new life.
That's a
scratch clean. Oh, I thought you were going to say he like still killed his wife and dragged her body to the wreckage.
Still smoking.
What happened?
He sent a text.
No broken bones.
He sent a text from her phone. On my way to the Twin Towers for some reason.
Tell Uncle Stan.
I meant to send this 2 hours ago.
Yeah. It was a building full of like lawyers and stockbrokers.
Yeah.
And some lady dude. At home. Or some lady at home was like, my husband is an asshole. And I have to leave him, but I can't afford it.
Yeah.
And then she just saw.
I always thought just about someone who's like, they're on their last warning, you can't be late for work, and they wake up and they're like, fuck, come on God, help me out here, give me a train delay or something, and then he's like, all right, I was here, I don't know where you guys were, I was
Hold on, let's get back to the rollerblades, it's fucking hilarious.
Back in 1999, 2000, 2001, whatever they were making rollerblades out of, like the material was heavy as fuck, dude. Mm. I would have to assume today.
Virgins.
Dude, I would have to assume today.
That they're more
72 virgins.
I mean, I would assume that they have to be fucking pretty streamlined and pretty fucking nice.
I love this.
Dude, my rollerblades are so heavy, dude.
You don't have the ankles for it.
You don't think I have ankles?
For it. No.
You're almost 40.
You're too old.
You're banged up from training. And how are you going to rollerblade from Jersey?
Can you pull up the speech that Rocky gave to the Rocky Balboa and Rocky Six?
Give up the guy
when
with
they said
damage.
That they weren't going they
in
weren't going no, no, hold on. They weren't going to
it's
going to
be me out front of Carmine's today.
Sanction him for his fight.
It's not about how hard you get hit.
They weren't going to sanction him for his fight, and they told that you're too old. And I want you to pull up that speech because this is my response to you guys saying that I don't have the fucking ankles.
Wow, how did you come up with such a great response?
I'm going to tell you right now. Ready? Hold on. You know what, guys?
He was like, no, I prepared a speech
guys,
for this.
I got this.
Is this, just let me know if this is
What's
it.
What's this, five?
Is this it? This
no.
is Rocky Balboa.
No. It's when the fucking,
Creed, is it?
It's in Balboa when they're saying to Rocky that they're not going to allow.
Pull up the Mel Gibson speech about Jews.
Yeah, that's my rebuttal.
that's my speech.
Hold on.
About rollerblading. I had to give up my Laker tickets.
So this is the part where, like, instead of it being about boxing, you guys are saying that I don't got rollerblade and ankles. Good.
Yeah, you don't.
Mr. Balboa, you're welcome here. Since you're representing yourself, we invite you to make an opening statement if you'd like to.
Mr. Gomez. I'm curious how I did. That's all.
All right, well, the medical advisory has informed us that the battery of tests to which you've been subjected, you've passed these tests with flying colors.
Hey.
Have you done any tests?
No ankle tests.
However,
thank you. I did pass those tests.
That's not bad, actually.
Cannot recommend you.
See, Rocky, you're a retarded 70-year-old man.
Deny your application.
What?
Didn't I do
you saying
it?
I don't got ankles rollerblading?
Right? That's a really good impression.
You
actually.
Telling me I don't got ankles rollerblading?
That's incredible. I've never.
So why'd you give me all them tests if you was never passing me?
We've got to stand by our decision here.
What
and we
what,
have to
what,
deny
is this
your
Rocky?
Request for a license.
This is Balboa. You never saw this, dude?
No. The fifth one.
Nah, dude.
It rules. This is the sixth
one. I'm so sorry.
This is the one I didn't see.
For good reason. Good.
Wait. One more thing.
Hey, before I go.
Wait, am I a real ass dude?
Hey, all right. You don't call me Puerto Rican rattlesnake for no reason.
Right, it's like that.
I was born to roll a
rode down the street there.
So, you tell me the day.
You don't call me a fruit for rollerblading?
say something about going out there.
You tell me I can ride a penny board, but I can't ride a wood.
But what's your point?
My point is I'm pursuing something and nobody looks too happy about it.
But you're just looking out for your interest.
Rocky's doing roast battle puns.
Maybe you're looking out for your interest just a little bit more.
He convinced the, he convinces a athletic commission to license him based off of a speech.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's all it takes, dude.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point is that I have the ankle.
So funny.
Well, where are you rollerblading? Don't.
You're going to fall
so
first
You're not
day.
Rollerblading here from Jersey.
You're going to fall the first where, day. Where, and then there's going to be a fight companion of you and a fucking cast.
Where were you traveling with the rollerblades? So they
just
got,
around
that's
the
how
block.
You got around.
My back in the day.
Yeah, like when you were in your rollerblading phase.
Everywhere.
I can't be able to say this. So
everywhere. I would rollerblade everywhere.
But what about now? Where are you
where
going
you
to rollerblade like, from?
Right now, I would rollerblade as my son and my niece bike. I would rollerblade alongside of them.
All right.
Okay. When you're with kids, it makes sense.
Yeah. All right.
That's, and it's
you
fun. Never,
you didn't mention that you're.
It's fun. It's also fun, and I can do.
It's not. It's
I can't
not fun.
Teach. It is fun. You've never rollerbladed, obviously.
I have. Rollerbladed.
You're just showing your ass right now.
I'm not.
You've never rollerbladed.
I've rollerbladed.
Impossible. Because you wouldn't say it's not fun. Then it's think
it
about
is. It's it. Gay.
Think about this. Because have you ever rollerbladed?
It's like poker.
Have you ever
stick.
Rollerbladed?
I can't, no. I had friends.
Imagine wheels.
No,
imagine wheels on your feet.
No, my dad would.
I'd loved ones. I'd be like, you can't do that.
No, my friends rollerbladed too.
Well. We could only afford.
Oh,
we
just had a whole crew of rollerblading.
We could only afford one pair,
stop.
So we would put one on each foot, and then you'd kind of push yourself. And
well, yeah, that's what the stick was for.
That's exactly.
We wanted to form a rollerblading gang.
Of course, you did.
You remember
a
the
troop?
Remember the baseball Furies in
yeah.
Warriors?
Mm-hmm.
You guys were the fairies.
We wanted to be like them.
The rollerblading fairies.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Except we didn't know anything yeah. about baseball.
Rollerbladers, you are gay. Rollerbladers.
It's just three dildos.
You, yeah, you are gay.
Thump, thump, thump.
Oh no, it's the rollerbladers. Let's stand on grass. Like, damn it.
The standing on the edge of Coney Island.
Guess who's
sand? Yeah, they're on the outside of the sand.
Well, it looks like those warriors outsmarted the rollerblading queers.
Oh, the rollerbladers are here. Let's stand at the top of this hill.
It's rollerbladers. Well, let's just beat them up.
Yeah. Well, the rollerbladers can't go on sand. We know the riffs can't swim.
Oh, shit, dude.
Wow.
Riffs.
Natalie does look like all of the lesbian group. What were they?
The Lizzies.
The Lizzies?
They didn't try hard on that one.
Yeah.
The Lickin' Lizzies.
The Lickin' Lizzies.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie. I saw one the first time I was homeschool, maybe
what
the
movie?
Third or the fourth.
The Warriors.
Warriors.
Never seen it?
You didn't see anything, dude? What is wrong with you, Pope?
I watched some classics.
If it's not on, if it's not in the background at a fucking sports bar on a Sunday afternoon.
That's not true.
Tommy Pope doesn't see it.
That's not true. I watch a lot
there
of
we
stuff.
Go.
I watch Rudy.
All the sports.
I've watched Rudy, Friday Night Lights.
What year did it come? What year did it come out? How old is that?
Rocky 1 and 2.
Soul Plane was on the other day when he woke up at the chick's house.
Yeah, that. How old is that movie? 70s or 80s? Maybe 1980, 81, 79.
Is it a fucking musical?
No.
No.
You never seen Warriors? That's crazy, dude.
It's a great
no.
movie.
I don't think so.
It's a classic.
Cult classic.
Cult classic.
Yeah.
No.
It was the Warriors. They were a gang, and they have to get from, what, from, like, Brooklyn to the Bronx?
I thought it was uptown Manhattan, was it? No?
Whatever it or is. It's the whole movie.
Don't they end in Coney Island?
They have to get back to Coney Island.
Did they ever make a video game of the Warriors?
Yeah,
the Warriors video game.
It was good.
Yeah. It was a good game?
Yeah.
Because that would be a great game if, like, you just run into the different gangs.
Someone made, like, you know, one of those, like, college projects of like a remake of it, and it was like modern day stuff, but it was fucking cool as shit.
So it was like they just did a trailer as
yeah,
a project.
The trailer, but
see, I'd love
was,
to see. We'll
it was fucking
that.
It was
run.
Sick looking. Yeah,
that's great. I love it. Please pull that up. I would love to pull that up
if you can find it. Yeah, but they've always been they've been in talks of making a remake of it for years.
Let's do our plugs. We never did plugs, did we?
No.
Let's do our plugs real quick, and then we'll get out of here on that. Colm.
On October 6th, I'm recording a crowd work album at the Stand Comedy Club in New York City. It's going to be a great night. I've got a bunch of friends opening for me. It's a unique experience. Come on now. I know I get a lot of love and support from all the Gas Digital listeners. So please come out. I'd appreciate seeing you guys there. It's going to be a special night. And what is that noise? Are you snoring?
What?
You throwing your voice? Give it. Let's plug Tommy Has Nothing.
That's right.
So I'm taking Tommy's time.
Even if I did, I wouldn't plug it.
Why not?
Yeah. Who cares? Go see Cullum.
Tommy.
I'm gonna go. Nice. I'm gonna go see you, Cullum. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be in the crowd.
Good.
So you can do stuff.
Great.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Dude, come out October 6th. The Stand.
October 6th. The Stand.
Zach Amico.
Instagram. Zach is not funny. Twitter. ZA Spook Show. Announcing it here first. Live Midnight Spook Show on Halloween at the Stand.
Sick.
Really sick. Excited. Come
what
out.
Are you, what are you watching?
I don't know yet.
You can't say it.
I was probably going to be a surprise. But yeah, we're going to do a live episode at the Stand, 9 o'clock on Sunday, October 31st.
It's going to be a great come Halloween out. Movie.
You excited for the new Halloween?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be sick. It'll be a lot of fun. I really want people to come out. Please please come out.
Live stuff coming up. This will be out. Okay, so September 30th, live Real Ass Podcast from the Creaking Cave in Austin, Texas. Myself, Colm, Zach Amico, special guest Tony Hinchcliffe. We are doing a Real Ass Talent Show that night. $250 cash prize for the most talented Real Ass fan in the crowd. So you guys can sign up. Make sure you get tickets for that. You can get to sign up in person. It's going to be a shit ton of fun. And then Friday and Saturday night, stand-up show. I'm headlining with all these guys as well. Going to be hanging out doing spots. And
I hope the talent show is just everybody rollerblading.
October 5th. October 5th, London, England. The first time I'm ever in London, England. 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. shows. Grab tickets for that right now. And then lots of other stuff coming up. Governors on Long Island, Zanies in Chicago, Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie, and more. Toronto, Ontario, California. And then obviously Skankfest at the Secret Group in Houston, Texas, November 5th or 7th. We are planning everything right now. Skankfest is getting fucking wild. Make sure if you want to get Skankfest tickets, because it is sold out, the only way you can get Skankfest tickets is if you subscribe to Gas Digital and use the promo code RAP. I'm giving away a pair of all-access passes every single week for the month of October to a lucky subscriber. Every single week, a pair of all-access passes. So subscribe, use that promo code RAP. There's no purchase necessary. You can even just be in that free trial. You can cancel the membership. You don't actually have to keep it. Just make sure you guys go do that. And you get also, if you subscribe to Gas Digital, you get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of our shows, ad-free, uncensored episodes, pre-release on all of our episodes, the racist live chat access, and many other member benefits. Okay. We're going to wrap up on this, Shannon.
Is it the Nowhere to Run fan film?
I don't know. I can't remember, to be honest. Okay. I might have just made it up, to be honest. You made it up.
Let's try this.
Oh, it's just the...
Is this it?
I can't remember.
You said it's a video game, not a fan film, right?
No, I said it was a fan film. Okay. But I don't think it was this, no.
This looks terrible.
Yeah, at least it's awful.
Thanks, Shannon. Never mind.
You know what? I might have just made the whole thing
you
up.
You made it.
I might have.
You dreamed it.
I do this a lot, yeah.
Okay. What are you going to do? Sometimes that happens. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this one up. Thank you guys for supporting the show. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible episode. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.